evening, everyone. Good evening. This is Veronica Entwistle, and I hope you've tuned in to Radiance by Design, where we're going to kind of mix our titles tonight and talk about you as a paradigm shifter and me as a paradigm shifter. And we're going to talk about the new little Facebook community we've created, which is the Community for Paradigm Shifting. I think it's called Paradigm Shifting Community. Somebody wrote to me today and said she can't enter it because she can't find it. There's too many paradigm shifting communities online. So you go in, there's not too many Veronica Entwistles. So you go into Veronica Entwistle on Facebook, and there down on the left, there's a little click for paradigm shifting and a community. And it's a wonderful place for you and I to meet and discuss what's paradigm shifting mean to you. To me, it means that there are big changes. I guess this is where my first thing is that it's a collection of thoughts that we recognize as normal or weaving what we would call normalcy. It's got kind of boundaries and edges like life and death, like people don't fly, that the earth is flat. Those are kind of part of paradigms of thought that were very common at different times. And then all of a sudden they break open because somebody discovers something beyond it. So to me, paradigm shifting means that kind of thing. It also means that the collective holds a whole bunch of information, our shared collective, lots and lots of thoughts and feelings and lots of stressors and so on. So we don't necessarily create all the thoughts that we take on and absorb and so on. They're kind of floating around in the collective. And in that collective, there's also some limitations. And we've been, I think a lot of you know this, that we've heard that we're actually an experiment, probably by the Pleiadians. And what I gather is there are a number of other galactic beings, galactic centers, that have helped with this experimentation. And we've been set up as a cellular ongoing self-reproducing, that kind of thing. And we're going through a lot of changes, but we have specific limitations, like you die at around 75. That's changing. That paradigm is changing. A lot of people are living to be 100 or more. And apparently a lot of the unlimiting is because we are changing our DNA. And why are we changing our DNA? When I was Googling paradigm shifting tonight, it was saying that usually paradigms shift because of change agents. And that brings me back to you, because you and I and many of the people on the planet right now and a lot of the people that I interview on my Tuesday night show are people who are change agents, people who are experimenters, explorers, and adventurers, artists, consciousness purveyors, healers, on and on it goes, right? And we're agents of change. So as you get hold of the limitations that are within your beingness or that are being reflected back to you from the life that you create, you're seeing the limitations that keep you the way you are instead of helping you become unlimited. Here we are. We've got a time called the shift. And during this time, apparently, the collective is supposed to change radically to allow us to be going from the inside out rather than being all banded together and suffering from the same limitations. The energies, the vibrations, the frequencies, not only on our planet, but all throughout the universe and possibly universes, are rising. So that means that through you and through me, these frequencies are moving up. And they're affecting our cells and our DNA and our possibilities and our intentions and our goals. And we've heard over and over again that we can create our reality. My theory, a lot of people said, oh, we are always able to create a reality. But I think that that's happening more and more, or that capacity is increasing in us as the frequencies increase. And as our, again, go back to change agents, as our potentials change, because just take the internet, okay, or television, God forbid that it's only television, but the media, is just a massive way of passing ideas around the world like wildfire, isn't it? And if we're looking for agents of change, that can be that right now. I remember Drunvalo saying that there was a little boy who lost his leg, and nobody told him that he couldn't regrow it, and he regrew it. And the point of his story was that when people are really pass on, hey, it's possible to do this and that, and no one says, no, it isn't possible, right? Many people can do things that you and I would have thought impossible. So we could call that a paradigm shift. So tonight I want to talk about that, and I want you to call in with some of your concepts. What is paradigm shifting? Let's talk about it, and let's go into our mutually decided meditation, the sacred geometric meditation. And in there, you could say we also create paradigm shifts. We take people in who are really ill. We take yourself in and work with the team, the healing work, in the shapes and the structures and the vibrational presence of these structures, and we can actually unlock our potential to create more of our reality, including our healing, including our rapport with many, many dimensions. It's really fascinating. So we're going to paradigm shift in our structures tonight. You want to join me for that? And then I really want you to call in and ask questions or talk about how you're accepting your paradigm shifting role or perhaps some experiences you've had in your life. One of the people that signed on to our paradigm shifting community, I'll say his first name was Todd, and of course any of you can see his first and last name. He's just written a book, wonderful book called Serpent's Passage, so you might want to hear. His name is Todd Pitts. But he wrote in that his father had recently died, and in his commentary he said as his father was dying, he said a few things that really released Todd, and Todd said, that is a paradigm shift, and I really agree with that. It's an example of how when somebody turns and sees you for who you really are, very often you get unlocked inside, things shift. And your potential to be either happier, more expanded, or tilt that windmill, start that business, start a whole family, it doesn't matter. That emerges or that pops open. And that is a paradigm shift. And there's some of them are big and some of them are small seeming. Or it takes a lot of individual work, meaning you working with yourself, your higher self, and so on, for all of us to unfold in such a way as we can, as we can be contagious, and we can send this paradigm shifting right around a whole world or right around through our whole species. We're going to talk more about that in a little while. And in the meantime, we're going to do our sacred geometrics meditation together. And let's think of it in terms of a research lab where you go in there to shift your paradigm. Remember, your paradigm is the way you think and feel and the limitations that you take on. As Lazarus always teaches, we design our lives with our thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and beliefs. And as Bob was telling me tonight, or reminding me, that tetrahedrons, which are four-sided figures, represent thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and beliefs. So they're building blocks of reality, and we use them for geometric forms. We're using them for the basis of our reality and for changing our own paradigm. And remember, if you link them to thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and beliefs, we're going to play a little game in a while and help ourselves consciously shift our paradigm. So join me. Again, my name is Veronica Entwistle, and a lot of you have called in regularly. So you already know that, but welcome to any of you who are new. And I sure hope you're going to sign on to Paradigm Shifting Community on Facebook. All right, let's join each other. And the thing I love is if we're shifting a collective and we're participating or we're absorbing or we are having it penetrate and permeate us, the collective is changing right now. It does every 26,000 years, even though it might take overlap periods of like 5,000 years. Who knows, right? as it's changing, it's running through our systems and our cells and our DNA, and we're catching the wave, aren't we? So I really love it when we do a conjoint meditation, because it really, you can feel me and I can feel you. We can feel one another, and we can raise our fields and frequency together and create a much greater ability to create our full reality, but not just for me and not just for you, but for humanity. Ain't that exciting? So let's go. Close your eyes if you're ready. Don't close your eyes if you're riding a unicycle, especially not in the traffic. A few deep breaths. Good. A few deep breaths. And then let's look above you, perhaps 2 miles, see a golden ball there, a beautiful, bright gold ball. Remember, gold has a wonderful high frequency. Below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. Let's drop a filament of gold light from the upper golden ball right down through your spine into the lower golden ball. Good. Now let's drop a four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height, maybe 20 to 40 feet out there. And then upside down, another one pointing into the lower golden ball. And when those two pyramids hitch to each other, you have an eight-sided figure called an octahedron. The gold is important because it just shimmers and it's a higher field and higher frequencies. And then inside of that octahedron with its edges bumping into the edges of your octahedron, a beautiful crystal ball. See it shimmering. Beautiful, hazy, shimmery. It's lovely. And inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional star of David, which is also known as, this is a whole other discussion, but it's also known as the Merkaba or the Merkaba, which is your light body. These are all part of what it takes to change dimensions, which is another thing about changing paradigms, is understanding dimensions, multidimensionality. So there you are in your Merkaba, and you've got the filament of light running through your spine, upper and lower golden ball. And now you're going to spin and spin and spin. Now I'm going to suggest something, is maybe you want to look into right now, ask yourself, what do I believe right now? Just quickly. Don't make it a big intellectual. What do I believe? Yeah. Good. And now soften that belief so that you can expand it. All right. And now spin and spin and spin and spin. And I believe that we're going to create a wonderful movie on this magical screen in front of us. The first part of the screen, the movie, is going to be what you want to become. I always want to become multidimensional, consciously multidimensional, and coming from the heart. What do you want to become? Yeah, and see yourself becoming that. Maybe you want to become taller, shorter. I'm just teasing you. So whatever it is you want to become doesn't have to be what I want. But what we do is we see on that movie, in that movie, on that screen, what it is you want to become. See yourself becoming that. How wonderful it is. And you're happy and your heart expands and you're proud. Because that's a part of the journey with you, isn't it? When you feel you've accomplished that, wrap that in light. Move it over to the side. Now we have a fresh screen, and you're going to do a new movie of something you want to create. That's right. You can be creating anything you want. It can be home and family, relationship. It can be a movie. It can be a book. It can be anything. And you see all the resources coming to create what it is your dream. All the resources come to you, whether it's time, money, influences through other people. Yeah, and you see all the pieces coming together until finally your project. You see, I used to want to do television, but I'm seeing now all these different aspects of presentation that are coming together, we could say in my website or something a little bit more physical than that. So I don't know what's happening with you, but mine's morphing as we speak. And all the pieces are coming together and all the resources that I need. And see it being accomplished, whatever it is you're accomplishing, see it being done, and you're so happy. And see the resources coming to sustain your project. Great. Now wrap it in light, move it to the right. And now we're going to do the Galactic Healing Center. Remember, we all have a wonderful healing team. And that team comes in and it stands around this nice, clean, pristine healing table. First person to come in and lie on the table is you or me. In we come. Up we go. And you might know what it is you want to have healed, or you want to work on it, or you might not. If you don't, just let them tell you. That's it. And just when they start working on you, you can feel it. And I'm asking them to tell me what they're perceiving for me that I need to work on. A lot of feedback, are you? I mean, want to jot it down? Interesting. And they're showing some body work for me, but they're also telling me the emotional component. That surprises me. Now wrap that in light. And move it over to the right. Okay. And now we're going to bring someone in. And I have a little friend, a wonderful friend named Jacob. And he's 7 years old and he's very sick today. And he called out for a healing is what he called out for. And we want to inspire that little one because he's got lots of healing light in him. And we want to respond. You know what I mean? You want to keep encouraging young people with that sort of thing, don't you? So my little friend is lying on the table, and he's glad to be there. And they're moving through some of his gastrointestinal system and his head. He's too stressed. Yeah. So who's on your table? That's right. And ask if there's anything that you need to learn about the situation that they're in. All right. And then when you see that your patient is getting some help and you can really feel it, wrap that patient and the whole healing team in light, move it to the right. Remember, the team replicates themselves. They're very magical, and in comes a fresh table. Fresh, the team has refreshed itself. And now I have a wonderful woman named Stephanie, and she's feeling terrible after a long convalescence. She's back at work, and she's wanting to be stronger and not so exhausted, and she certainly doesn't want to get sick again. So they're working on her. And who's come on to your healing table? You know, it is magical, isn't it? There's a whole lot going on with this one. And I can see someone else has got a male there. And I really see that you're pulling, or you're watching them pull a lot of toxicity out of that male. Right. Good. And when you feel like something is beginning to happen, wrap your being in light as I wrap Stephanie and move it over to the right and let it stew over there. And now let's do a political one. We were talking today, there's so many of us been talking about how we're living in the time of Revelations. I'm not a biblical scholar, but I've sure heard them talk about Revelations and how that appears in the Bible and so on. And as we're seeing so much corruption and so few wealthy people grabbing more and more, whether they're taking the the monies and so on offshore, whatever it is they're doing, there's a lot of dominance by very few people, and it's global. It's huge. As Jack Hawley, who wrote about the Gita, said recently, I was re-listening to his interview, which was very wonderful, and he was saying, you know, way back in the days, you know, the Vedas, and the Vedanta, and the Gita, the Bhagavad Gita, and all that, and they were talking about how there's so much greed and corruption. But in any case, he didn't relate it being representative of the extremes as things are about to change paradigms. But in any case, I'm saying that this is the time where we're beginning to see corruption in places, or not just beginning to see it, but power structures are failing because their clay feet are being revealed, you know, and over, it's revealed. And it started way back when. I mean, it's gone off and on. But the Berlin Wall fell, and the Soviet Union fell, and the Middle East has been having all kinds of revolutions and so on. Dictators are falling, and the financial dictators are coming apart in certain ways, and there's a lot of corruption up there. Now we're facing an election. So what is it we want to see? Let's take them into the structure. Let me see, who will we take in? Let's take in some of the major power brokers. I'm not thinking of Obama or Romney. I'm thinking of the machine behind them and the powers that be that are making the rules and are able to buy whatever the situation is. So let's see them all come in on the table, because our table, just like our team, is magical. And have our team be flanked with level after level after level of multidimensional consciousness. And let's ask for help as we bring through the kind of light that can penetrate and permeate so that this shift, now remember, the shift is supposed to bring us into unity, into oneness, into the ability to love one another instead of living a defensive existence or a deceptive existence. We're supposed to be able to merge into fields of oneness, that we work together, that we share together. And let's see those fields of the new consciousness, or the new huge downloads of consciousness that are supposed to be representative of this time and the next number of years as it is absorbed. We're going to ask these people in power to absorb more and more of these fields of consciousness, of higher frequency energy, so that we're going to shift into, if you really are who you are, and if you can create your reality, it isn't a defensive thing anymore, is it? You can heal a lot of your fears, your insecurities. There you go. So we're allowing all that energy to come moving in and be permeating these various beings so they get that compassion, the sensitivity for nature, for the earth, for the atmosphere, and for one another. There we are. There we are. Now we're going to have you. Can you just feel it? I can feel it. It's just like permeating these beings. Can you feel, let's see now, let's keep your eyes closed, and then we're going to call in from the great central sun. We're going to call in huge downloads of kind of an apricot radiant kind of colored energy, the energy of camaraderie, harmony, but also strength and harmony. And have it come on down through the top of your head and out through your heart and your arms and your hands and radiate out. And then with your hands, imagine patting all the parts of the world that are in terrible distress. And you're this amazing conductor of healing energy, and you're patting these healing energies to all kinds of places that have difficulty, whether there's sickness or whether the land has been raped or whether it's tremendous poverty. It doesn't matter. Whatever it needs, or whether the trees and the animals and things are being polluted, you're putting this harmonizing energy, patting it down, where people are enslaved, whether they're being killed because of revolutions. That's it. Mm-hmm. Spain with its bank problems and all these different places, you know, Greece. Just keep patting them all until the whole earth has these wonderful glowing aspects of this wonderful harmonizing light. And have that light circle round and round and round the planet, and then it comes into your hands again, up your arm, through your heart, up through the top of your head and way out into the great central sun. Let's drop it right back down through your head, right down through your body and your feet, and shoot into the core of the earth, pop back up, run right up your legs and your body and way out into the great central sun one more time. And then turn around and close off the galactic healing center. And then come on into your star tetrahedron and be spinning and spinning and spinning. There, a little bit more, spinning and spinning. How many of you feel like a lot of dizziness when it's spinning? I sure do. So now I want you to call in. I'd love to chat with you. Paradigm shifting, we might have done some tremendous paradigm shifting doing that. And I do know that there are people who feel affected when we do those kinds of healings on them. Is that not shifting what we think the physical dimension is? Because you're not physical, really. I mean, you start off being vibrational more than anything. And you know that, and I know that. So here's the numbers. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. I'd love to talk to you. We're talking about shifting the paradigm in which you've lived, or you can call in about anything you want. So let's look at some paradigm shifting. I wanted to talk about some people as well. I'm mixing my style of show in a way, aren't I? All right, if you change your thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and beliefs, then you can change, you can affect probabilities. We know this, that the biggest paradigm shift has come through, not the biggest, but one of the major ones has come through the introduction of quantum mechanics. And I don't pretend to be able to explain quantum mechanics, okay? I could put Bob on the air. Maybe one day he'll do that. But it is, quantum mechanics is a style of physics that, as far as I know, helps explain that there are many, many probabilities. So we have probabilities in our lives, and we know that we've got concurrent realities, we've got optional realities, we've got all kinds of things happening at once, and it's almost incomprehensible, especially if you're accustomed to thinking in a linear fashion. It's really interesting, isn't it? So when you think of thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and beliefs, and then you think, gosh, I wonder if I would really like to get this job, okay? I want to get this specific job. Or I want a certain kind of relationship, okay? If there are concurrent realities, if there are many probable realities, why don't you drop inside, play with me for a minute. Let's drop in. Pick a thing that you want to accomplish, okay? Right. See, I'm frustrated because I didn't do my television show, right? So I'm going to play with myself, and I'm going to be out loud, and I'm going to tell you my vulnerabilities. What are you doing with your vulnerabilities? I hope you'll share that. So what is it you want to do? And say I wanted to do television. I wanted to do it a couple of years ago, and it didn't quite happen. So let's go in to see what my thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and beliefs are. Okay, the feeling was frustration, was overwhelm. I believe I was in overwhelm a lot. I was feeling probably insecure, okay? My belief was that I think the whole physical appearance of it all was really hard for me. Always looking at myself, I think my belief was, I'm not absolutely sure about this, okay, but I'll put it out there, and you can tell me what your beliefs are in your situation. But I think my belief was that I have to be better, I have to look better. Doesn't mean just prettier, just somehow I had to look better, and I couldn't muster all that. I found that extremely overwhelming. Also, it was expensive, and I didn't beat enough bushes to get the finances behind me that I was going to need to continue the whole process. But if I were to go strictly into beliefs, I'd go, I guess I felt like I wasn't enough. Now, I know logically I am, and I would love it, and I've always been told I'm pretty good on television, But I had the belief deep down. So somewhere that belief that I had deep down that was really undercutting me cut into my creating that television thing. So I'm working on it right now, and we're going to see if we can get back at it. I have some other ideas to bring that in as one aspect. But it really is important to look at your beliefs. A lot of us were talking about Seth recently. I know Jackie's group was as well. And Seth's whole thing is you create, you remember Jane Roberts and Seth, for those of you who haven't been tuning in as much. And Seth was a channeled being, and he used to say you create your reality. The nature of reality is you're creating it, but you're creating it from these deep beliefs, for example. Beliefs were the major thing that he kept hounding people with all the way through. What is it you believe? So I want you to ask yourself, what is it you believe at any given moment? And that's really not an easy thing. You have to be absolutely honest with yourself. A lot of people don't want to admit what their beliefs are. But when I say television, there's a part of me believes that it's not going to happen, and it didn't happen. Isn't that a shame? Now I'm going to get over that. Watch. But I'm going to have to change that belief. And where is that belief? When I ask my body, my belief is in the lower part of my chest and at the upper part of my belly area. So when you get your belief together, tell me where it is. Call in, you guys. I want to talk to you about paradigm shifting. You know, it's interesting being an intuitive because we're talking about thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and beliefs, and I'm sort of chuckling. Oh, goody, I'm glad you called in before I got to say all this. Then I've got something to say when you're done, right? You're on the air. Welcome. How are you?
Hi, Veronica. This is Diane.
Hi, Diane. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
So I had this experience a few weeks ago where I went to bed, mm-hmm. and I was like going into some sort of dreaming or something. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up like kind of suddenly. It had only been like half hour or something. And I instantly felt an energy around me, and I just went into this huge scream.
Oh, really?
And I don't feel like anything negative was there. There was like a clear energy over me. I think that I was being worked on or something. But my cellular reaction, I think it was cellular, and maybe you can give me some insight into this. I sat up in bed and just screamed my lungs out twice.
Wow. For like just a minute or a long time?
Yeah. Just two long screams.
Did anybody come to save you?
No, I was here by myself. So, I mean, I'm sure I scared my dogs half to death.
Well, Diane, tell me this. There's two parts of your body that it was coming from, and I really think you had done some work maybe the day before, the morning before, that really triggered this relief and release. Is that right?
Okay.
And when I said relief and release, I think there is a relief that came from it. Did you experience something like either later or the next day? That was a relief.
I don't recall. I just remember being really stunned that I felt so much fear. So maybe that I was just releasing fear. Especially fear of maybe, I don't know, maybe fear of contact or something. I don't know. Before I woke up, I was getting, you know, images or pictures or dreams. I can't remember what they were, though. And, and then it was just this odd. After I woke up and settled down, I felt like there was nothing to be afraid of. I don't know what made me scream. It's not like the only time I've ever had anything that scary happen was one time I was sleeping and there was like, a man who was like dressed like a ninja, and he was coming over me to strangle me. And
oh,
I woke up. Yeah, I woke up from that and screamed, and you know, had to get up and turn on the light. And but normally I don't have those kinds of things happen to me. And this time, there was nothing scary that I remember at all, other than opening my eyes, and almost instantly I was screaming. I did see that there was like a clear energy around me, mm-hmm. but it was there was nothing scary about it, you know.
Well, it's interesting because I get this huge patch of like whitish blue light from the morning before or the day before. Something you did really engaged a healing process, and you had pretty powerful guidance coming around you. Have you ever had ET contact before? I'm not sure that's what it was, although I'm seeing these beings around it. So we do have a consortium, or we have teams of helpers, you know that. But I feel like something got triggered before because of work
and
you
I've
were doing.
And I've been trying to make contact with, you know, my guides and whatnot on a deeper level. I mean, I'm always connected to them, and I do receive guidance. But I was really, you know, I want it to be more more real.
Louder.
You know?
Yeah. But I think you were being, I think things are being ripped off you. As if, very often, Diane and everybody at home, I see them as like membranes around levels of our consciousness, and that sometimes they just get torn off, and we want that, or we want to pierce them, and we use all kinds of tools and techniques, but we don't think of it as piercing these membranes so that we can get free, but that's how I see them. And I see something in you that has been released, and then there was a beautiful being who was pulling something off you. So there would be a feeling of, I suppose we could call it danger at a deeper level because our fields are being disturbed, but it was very good, all of it. And screaming is kind of natural when something's changing that radically. You don't look terrified. You
right.
look a little like your forehead got wrinkled. Did it stay wrinkled, Diane?
Well, I am really like trying to open up to, you know, my relationships, not just here on Earth, but, you know, other dimensional relationships. And
well, you're
going to
do
that,
honey. Yeah, because your third eye is whacking open in a big way. And also the top of your head, you're moving. You know, I found when I was opening up, it used to hurt a lot. I used to cry and writhe because a lot of things hurt. Now, people are moving faster these days. This was like 20 years ago. But it hurt. Uh-huh. I would feel like I was getting my head drilled, and I would feel things pulling and tearing and so on. Yours is a lot more elegant than that, but I still see the pulling off and the pulling of kind of membranes off the top of the head, which is, you know, how we receive. That's where the channeling goes through. And there's something at the base of the spine, which is a big white kind of disc-like energy, and it's turning and turning and pulling off some. So your prayers are being answered, and yes, it's uncomfortable. And you keep praying and just saying, okay, take it, but don't hurt. I mean, I don't need to hurt, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think you're being
Nothing's
hurt.
Nothing's been that uncomfortable for me other than, you know, that fear experience of screaming was pretty, you know, I was terrified at the time. You know, what I was terrified of, I had no idea, but
here's something.
I am feeling some pain here and there, but it's not been excruciating.
But, you know, it's really interesting, Diane, and for everybody else, how many times do we conceal a scream or terror or any of that stuff? You could be they could be pulling lids off. You're the one who's commanding it, that the lid come off where you've had you know, you've had stuff down there, you know. And when I said I saw a beautiful being helping, there were these other shadier beings. I don't mean dark shady. I mean in the shadows that I can't quite see that were also helping from behind. So you had a lot of action going on with your own healing team. And I think also, and now I don't know this for sure, so even though I'm saying it on global radio, I'm questioning it entirely because I always do. That's my nature. But you seem like you're being set up to have some contact. You know?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. And you want it. It's like, oh, I'm an adventurer. I want the whole darn it thing right now. Come on.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm you know, I've been doing my writing and releasing, and, you know, I really am really got on a deep level that, you know, it's basically this thing we call reality is just our hologram.
Mm-hmm.
And we're projecting it, and we're projecting it from whatever, you know, emotions we are. So when I come home from work and I sit down and I do my writing and everything, I'm really connecting parts of me, releasing parts of me, opening up to receiving.
But you're also freeing up old storage, and that's another very important thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I often say this. My guide.
I'm moving like out of the fear and into the love, so that's why the fear stuff is coming off then.
Yeah, and everything we've ever studied, Diane, I'm sure you're included in this, is that old feelings have to come up and out, and they don't make any sense because they're often outdated,
right,
if nothing else. But they've been sitting and launched. Your base chakra and the lower part of your spine is going through tremendous change. And, you know, everybody at home, you know this. The base chakra is that your base animal instincts. Well, this whole consciousness shift, you know, this Mayan thing, 2012, on the dot of, and I'm just teasing when I say that, it is requiring our base chakras to change, all our chakras, really, but it's requiring the base to change, isn't it? And you're also requiring it to change, so you're right in sync with that. You're surfing the big change, girl.
Yeah.
Good
cool.
For you. You'll have to keep us posted. Sign up for the Paradigm Shifters community, if you will.
The what community?
Paradigm Shifting community on my Facebook page.
Oh, yes, yes, I did.
Oh, goody,
yes,
okay.
I did.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your call, honey, and I'm excited for you because your lights are moving real fast.
Oh, cool. Thank
Isn't
you.
That neat? All right,
Love
take
you.
Care. Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye. That's really interesting because she's a really good example. Those of you who have eyes to see can really see that she's a moving and a grooving, that girl. So what I was going to say is, as an intuitive, I learned, and also as a student, I'm always studying, and more studying. I'm sure a lot of you are as well. I learned that if you want to be an intuitive, for example, you know, you've got five senses. You've got touch, smell, taste. I don't know what they are. Hearing and sight, right? If you want to be an intuitive, I've got this mixed up. If you want to have a deja vu, okay, if you want to have a deja vu and be conscious about it, you bring as many of those senses alive in your memory as you can, and you'll hit a deja vu, which is like a portal into another dimensional way of seeing. If you want to be an intuitive, you want to start aligning your senses. Goody, I'll be with you in 1 minute. You want to bring as many senses. For example, if you hear a sound, you want to learn to equate certain sounds with color. You want to learn to color up sounds so that when you're talking, you have a whole bunch of kind of like a musical sense of what you're saying. You put sound or feeling, scent or whatever into every sound you make, and you'll become an intuitive. Does that sound easy? So we're talking about thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and beliefs. I'm going, there's another way where you have to bring together all these aspects of sensing and feeling as a human being in order to take charge of creating your reality. Magic, ladies and gentlemen, has got building blocks. Welcome, you're on the air. How are you? Oh, are you invisible? Hello?
No. Hello, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good.
I just wanted to get back to your discussion about fear. I have been finding that for me it is important to keep practicing stepping out of fear as much as I can, and to do a daily practice where I deliberately connect with the light and the love, to step out of fear, because I'm finding that whenever I'm afraid of something, I feel very limited, but yet I want to step out and do my part in this great time of the shift.
Yeah, that's actually a very good point. So you're saying that each day you do an exercise on stepping out of fear?
Yes, I do. I listen. I have a couple of different guided meditations mm-hmm. that connect me to my light being that you were talking so eloquently about. And when I do that, I feel much more empowered, and my day is usually a lot better.
Wonderful.
I can see more clearly. I can make better decisions, and yeah.
So tell me this, Anne. Just go ahead.
No, please.
I was just throwing this out as well. Is when do you ever do the thing of like if you're blindsided when you're out there after you've done your exercises and you've released your fear, then you go out into the world, then there are fears that come up, aren't there?
Oh yes.
Yeah, and I just want to encourage everybody to know that that's absolutely normal for people as well. So even though you do your clearing, they'll come up, and you just got to give them a kiss on the cheek and let them go. But some people get very angry with themselves because the fear comes up again, and I'm trying to say, you know, it'll just come up, and you just dismiss it, or, you know, you just look at it, or you just kiss it, or you dance with it and go do your thing anyway. You're taking the sting out of it, really.
Yeah, and I am. It's very clear to me that whenever I am fearful of something, I shut the gate to my higher potential.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. So that's why it was so good to hear you speak about it just a few minutes ago, and to have that encouragement from so many different sides that fear is what we really need to face and get beyond in mm-hmm. order to awaken.
Yeah, you're right, because the awakening is looking at seeing what fear is and not letting yourself be that, right? It's no longer being designed by that. Or by anybody, really.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. That you're very inspiring, dear.
Thank you. How are you?
Well, sign up for Paradigm Shifter Community. I'd love that.
Yes, I will.
All right. Thanks for your call. So that was, and that's really valid, isn't it? Because it doesn't matter who you are or what you're doing, you're going to experience fear. And you're going to experience love. And everything I've understood in life is that love is a, talk about paradigm shifting. We're moving into a time where love is much more acceptable and available. I can remember many years ago that if you were too loving, it was really people would be very suspicious of you. Well, it's turning the other way, isn't it? And that's where the paradigm shifting is going on. And when we're really loving with one another, we're a lot more, I mean, just got Anne's vibration was wonderful. We're a lot more inspired and a lot more inspiring, and life becomes a win-win. Or life can become a win-win. Love is funny as well, because it keeps, to me, it's, a number of us were talking about what exactly love is recently. It was very interesting. And it's like it keeps unfolding and it keeps expanding. It's never one thing, is it? It's more like a beautifully releasing vibration energy within us. And when we let it unfurl and unfold, it's just got an infinite supply, doesn't it? And I know that when we look at the fear and don't allow it to dictate what we're doing. Fear is actually healthy in a lot of ways. It sort of stops you from doing things that could be really a big problem, but it can stop you from doing your whole dharma. It can stop you from doing healing and forgiveness and all of that if you're not really careful. So I totally agree with Anne that doing a little fear work every day helps a lot. And then get on with letting yourself unfurl and bring in the frequencies and the vibrations and the possibilities of creating your reality in a new consciousness. Now let's see. I'm going to talk briefly about the dowsers. This is going to seem like a change of subject, but the dowsers, the West Coast Dowsers Conference is coming up in Santa Cruz, and it's in July, and I was going to be there, and I can't be there now. But instead, I'm going to bring some of the dowsers to us. Now, dowsers are the people that, you know, the witchers and the water diviners and so on. But this conference doesn't just have that particular mode. It has any people, and this is a part of the paradigm shift too, any healers or any purveyors of magic that use techniques that help them work with the etheric or work with the unseen. So maybe that's even limited. But anyway, you get, you have astrologers and you have acupuncturists and that sort of thing, but you have a lot of people who do healing and healing energy and consciousness work. Because consciousness itself is, you know, we talk about thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and beliefs. Consciousness itself is awareness of, it's like a growing, expansive way of thinking and being that is more and more readily available to us when we untether our beliefs, when we untether our love, when we untether our, we deal with our fear, so instead of being tethered by it, we're freed from it, and we get to be more and more conscious of the softer aspects of the multi-dimensions of the auras around trees and flowers and the deeper vibration in nature and in one another, and we see each other as vibrational beings and so on. And at the Dowsers, you've got all kinds of practitioners that are going to be working with aspects of energy work and healing and consciousness and finding water and creating free energy systems and, oh my goodness. So hopefully, and it hasn't been confirmed yet, next week we're going to be talking on Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night with Karen Ashley, who's the one who organizes the West Coast Dowsers conferences regularly. She herself is a healer and does a lot of energy work and knows a lot about dowsing and is teaching kids. And so I'm going to start a series of people that are being featured there that are going to last for the next 3 weeks. So I hope you'll tune in to some of those. And if you're on my mailing list, you'll know who's coming up. One thing I wanted to mention also in the paradigm shifting is energy is a really, really powerful tool. There are a lot of people that are working with, instead of oil, for example, learning how to run cars with free energy or running your houses with free energy, which is energy that you can bring through the atmosphere. And I guess Tesla was one of the big guys that did it. But there are many, many little guys all over the world who are learning to do that. And I believe that that's like bringing on a huge paradigm shift right there. And a lot of healing work, shiatsu, these things that are just touching in exactly the right place in the human body, are very often unfurling our healing potential and raising the fields and frequencies so that where we've been blocked, it gets changed. That is huge right now. And I noticed as I'm involved in the, right now I'm involved, I'm always exploring, I'm involved in the oneness movement, and I'm fascinated because, as I mentioned earlier in the Gita, in the Bhagavad Gita, they're talking about oneness. And so I sort of see that as this movement, which is a transmission of subtle frequencies into people's brains, is passing an incredible message of human unlimitations around the planet. And it's just, you take some and pass it on. It starts with guru transmissions, which a lot of us have been kind of suspect about. But I'm telling you what, those oneness blessings literally change people's brains. And I've done interviews with people like Lee Gertis, who does Brain State Institute, and Don Gooey, and a whole bunch of people. Bruce Lipton and his Biology of Belief and his work with the brain, Daniel Amen and Eric Braverman, all these people that are making huge changes in human consciousness and the brain. All of it's coming together and making a huge potential for paradigm shifting. And now I have to say that at the top of the hour, Jackie Salvitti and her wonderful, wonderful channel team are coming on, and they're going to be talking about the Venus transit. And there's another thing. We're talking about oneness right now, and I'm talking about energy. And there's so much going on out in the universe that is really impacting all of us to release how, for example, she's talking about our ancient response or resistance to the goddess energy for whatever reason, living in the patriarchy, past experiences, or whatever, is being unleashed. A new kind of goddess energy is being unleashed by the latest Venus transit. So those energies are also a part of these incredibly powerful paradigm-shifting time. And how does that impact you? So, again, that was kind of a long preamble, but there's so much for us to all talk about life and death and multidimensionality and beings on the other side and how the veil is thinning. All of this is paradigm shifting. What's going on in your world that you can call paradigm shifting? So go into my Facebook, Veronica Entwistle on Facebook, and click on Paradigm Shifting Community. I'd love to hear from you, and so would the other people. Lots of people are signing up, and we can share our paradigm shifting story. So again, this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Thank you so much for being willing to be paradigm shifters in this wonderful time of change, the shift. And let's keep each other posted. If you'd like to feed me back on this show or any others and suggest guests, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com, or if you'd like a session with me, same address, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com, no H in Entwistle. Good night. Thank you for listening. Much love.